had to, you remember having to do that?
Yes, I sure do. My kids asked me to sleep on pallets now.
Really?
Said, "Mom, bed's too hot." I let them sleep down there sometime, but not often. I'm afraid something might crawl in their ear.
What do you do? Just put a blanket down there?
A blanket or a quilt on the floor. Or, and you can put a bed mattress on there if you have one to make it soft.
What different type of land do you have on the farm?
What different kind of what?
Land.
Topsoil and...
Mm-hmm.
And just topsoil and... It's all I can mean.
What would you call land that's really, really good for growing things? What might that be?
Good soil.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's good. Rich soil.
Any other name for that?
No, not for no.
What about soil that's not good? What might that be?
Poor soil.
Okay. Have you ever heard loam or loom?
Loam or loom. Mm-hmm. Not soil.
And you say we expect to get a big yield from that land because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for that, it's very
fertile.
Okay. And what might you call low land along a stream that's flooded over it in the spring and it's real good for growing things?
Damp land.
Okay. What about a field that's not much good for anything besides clover or alfalfa or grass?
You mean what would you plant on there?
What would you call that field?
Poor land.
Okay. Do you ever use a word like meadow or bayou or prairie or any word like that?
No.
What about bottom land?
Yes, a flat land. Bottom land or flat land every year.
What's that now?
That's where land is in lower places. Uh-huh. They call it where it's a flat. Straight flat, they call it flat land.
What other types?
Hilly.
Okay. And what if land had water standing in it for most of the time? What would that be?
Creek.
Okay. So what if it's land though?
Oh, it's just land where it stands. Just a damp place.
Place. It's covered with water enough so it doesn't form a lake or anything, but it's just sort of
wet.
Yeah. Mm. Would you ever talk about a swamp or marsh or anything like that?
Yes, swamp.
Okay. And if you were getting water off the swamps, you'd say that you were doing what?
Draining the swamp.
Okay. And what would you call the things that you dug to get this water off?
Ditches.
Okay.
To drain.
What about something similar to that, well, say, if you've had a real heavy rain and the rain cuts out a little?
Wash. So the rain may wash.
Okay. Now, when you talk about a wash, is that something that's very deep?
No, it's not always deep. It's just where the water runs and makes a little ditch so it can float on out.
Mm-hmm. What if it, after a period of time and a lot of rain, it cuts it pretty deep, would you still call it a wash?
Yes, you call it a wash, and you have to go in there to build that up to keep it from continuing to wash.
Uh-huh. Something in a field, say a deep near a valley, just something deep and near that's got a small stream down at the bottom of